to the second half of Mike McFeely Outdoors on the mighty 790 KFGO on this Saturday morning from Fargo, North Dakota. This is the time of the program where, if you are a regular listener, you know that we welcome in Mr. Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service, Northern Flight Guide Service, and every other guide service you could ever hope to have a guide for. We welcome into the program, courtesy of Warrior Boats in Melrose, Minnesota. Hello, Warrior Jeff Katzer. How are you?
Well, hello there, Uncle Mike McFeely, a.k.a. Jeff Foxworthy.
Are you perhaps referring to my Facebook photo that I posted the other day showing a glorious mustache I tried to grow in 1989?
It's either Jeffrey Dahmer, Tom Selleck, or Jeff Foxworthy. Well, hey, I haven't figured it out.
Right. I'll take Tom Selleck. I have no problem with Tom Selleck. Jeffrey Dahmer, not so much. Jeff Foxworthy, he's not funny. So,
you know, you do look like Foxworthy. But, you know, Tom Selleck, yeah, I brought that up. You know why I brought that up? Because his birthday and mine were the same just the other day.
Really?
Isn't that amazing? So you're new. I turned 45.
You're 45 years old now?
I know. And believe me, it hit me.
You're 7/8 done with your life.
No, I'm going to live till 90, so I'm halfway there.
You're halfway there.
Yeah, I'm middle-aged. Excellent.
You are. Perfect.
Oh, God.
How does a middle-aged body feel in the beginning of February when you guide ice fishing darn near every day on Devil's Lake? How does that feel to a 45-year-old body?
When it's 10 below zero, 35-mile-an-hour winds, you can't see anything, pretty good. Yeah,
liar.
It's been a grind on the 45-year-old body here, let me tell you. But we're making it happen like we normally do, and it's been an interesting week. I'll tell you that we've been rescuing people, we've been catching fish, we've been doing just about everything. We had a guy out here with what? Ever see one of those ice boats?
No, is it like an airboat?
It looks like a sailboat with big ski-looking
wheels. Oh, yes. Yes, I have seen those, yes.
That dude was easily doing 60, 70 miles an hour. I thought for sure he was just going to explode. Because there's this, he's got to hit a pressure ridge. Well, how do you stop those
things? He doesn't value his life, because if you go flying off of a ice boat going 65 miles an hour, you're a dead kitty, man. I mean, you're going to bounce off the ice like nothing.
Yeah, so it's been pretty interesting, and Snow Goose Hunting opens in like 2 weeks. Geez, I wonder if they'll be here.
I'll bet they will.
Yeah, sure, not.
Jeepers creepers. Wow. Hey, you know, how has this winter been, not in terms of fishing yet, but in terms of weather? Because I know that here in Fargo, Jeff, people are just sick and tired of the weather. It's just been a battle. For those of us who don't even work outside all day, it's just been a miserable winter in terms of below zero temperatures, wind, storms, fronts. It's just been one thing after another. Has it been that way in the guiding business as well?
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. I moved here about 4 years ago. I've been here for 4 years. My first year was really bad. We had a lot of slush and everything, but we're sitting at like 32 to 36 inches of ice on the lake, which is great ice. I mean, we're going to have ice until July 4th from the looks of it. I mean, it's just great. There's not a lot of dirty doggone pressure ridges all over, but Kyle Blanchfield, the owner of Woodland Resort, said, "This is the crappiest winter I've ever seen."
Hmm.
So if he's saying it, I mean, just, you know, cold wise, I mean, when you get a high of 9 below and you're almost happy about it, like, oh, it's going to warm up tomorrow.
I know. It's just brutal. I think the issue is that we haven't had like a stretch of decent, stable weather. You know, even if it's only 5 above or 10 above, if it stays that way for a week, you can deal with it. You know, you have some stability, but it's been just one thing after another, after another, after another, after another. It just hasn't stopped.
How do you go from rain and like 39 degrees to 15 below zero in like a 24-hour period? Only in Devil's Lake does that happen.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding.
And we were stranded in Fargo. We couldn't even get back from the boat show. I had to stay in Fargo for an extra day.
Oh, that, yeah, that's right. You were in Fargo last weekend, and that was a miserable day on Sunday. That
oh,
was
my God, was it ever.
We canceled our fishing trip, or postponed our fishing trip up to Lake of the Woods through Ballard's Resort because we couldn't get out of town. They closed all the freeways.
I kind of hung out with Kyle Agri and Scotty Brewer quite a bit, and we were wondering how that was going to go for you, and... You know, they were like, Sunday I would walk down by them, and then they would walk up by me. And you know, it was pretty boring there.
Yes. Well, actually, we postponed our trip, so we're going March 23rd, 24th, and 25th instead of last weekend. So we're
I have an opening then.
Hey, come on with us.
Hey, could I come?
Yes, absolutely.
We'll have to talk about this.
We'll talk about it off the air. We don't need to take care of business on the air.
No business on the air. I suppose you guys want to hear a little bit about fish talk, huh?
I would, yes. Please give us some fishing reports.
Well, as we said earlier, it's been difficult. However, thank the Lord I have Tom and Eric Bentonwald and Andrew Lovegren is back from shingles, and everything is going well, and I'm able to actually, everybody's out fishing, finding new pods of fish. It has been slow. I am not going to sugarcoat anything. But if we work really hard, we can get a couple houses going on fish, and they've been good. I'm actually sitting outside of one right now. They're counting. So this is a good thing. I don't know how many they're... They have at least a bucket load of perch right now. We have, and this is not happening in every house. If you stay with it and listen to what Uncle Jeff tells you guys and girls to do, you will catch fish. And it's we're not getting them on bobbers. You know how we're getting them, Mike? It's just like we do broken record every time. Orange or green 16th ounce buckshot, even a gold one's been working. A minnow head, you must bring a Vexlar because there's something new going on now. They are coming in, I don't want to say they're suspended, but you're pulling the fish up 4 to 8 feet, sometimes 10. You're off your zoom range on like an FL18.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually have to click it over and run regular range. And you're bringing them up so high, and then all of a sudden, two or three will rifle right up and go past that one. And just hit your lure down there. And so you really need to play with them. If you can, I don't care if you bring a Markham, a Hummingbird. We use all Vexlars here. They seem to work. What doesn't work is a Vexlar, Hummingbird, and a Markham in the same house. Then it's like, oh boy, you get a lot of interference. So, but if you do exactly kind of, and we will sit in there and tell you exactly what we're doing. And when we're, each house is different. Some are in 30 feet of water. I have 2,057 feet of water. So we're all over the board. We are catching fish. And thank you to you wonderful people that came from Fargo that listened to me for pike fishing. I'm glad you had a good time. I think his name was Ken. I apologize if I got it wrong. I think it was Ken and Tim. They got their limit of big old gators back there. I showed them how to clean them. It was really cool. They had a great time. So the alligators are always the northern pike now. They're always biting, and they've been good. Even the other day, Thursday, it was a very, very cold day out. I think we got maybe 3-4 below for the high, and guys are still chasing tip-ups like crazy. So that's been going. We are starting to see a nice walleye bite on some rock piles that we have our houses on. I'm very spread out. I have houses about 6-7 miles apart from one another now. So we are really going everywhere. We have plowed roads. Not that you really need it, but we have a lot of people that come out in minivans and cars. We're able to get them to every house we go to they can get to. So it's been pretty good, but it's been, you have to work for it.
Okay. So, I mean, that's an honest report. They're not jumping in through the holes like they have been or were in December and even parts of earlier January. It's you have to work for them. You got to get after a little bit, and you have to listen to the people who drop you off at your fish house. So that's a fair assessment of what's going on at Devil's Lake. All right, man, I need to run because I'm past my break. Thanks
break.
For coming on. Now you can take a break and go take a nap before you go help somebody else in their fish house on Devil's Lake. Thank you.
You guys all take care and eat anything, just call the resort. Thank you very much.
You got it. 662-5996 is Woodland's number. Remember, Jeff Katzer's appearances on Mike McFeely Outdoors, sponsored by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. Get excited. It's going to be open water season in, oh, I don't know, 3-4 months. You can get your Warrior out then. We'll be back and wrap things up on Mike McFeely Outdoors. We'll talk some Minnesota side fishing next.
And she thinks we're just fishing.